The complexity of the seven-year Syrian civil war is visible at the Tapka Dam, more commonly known as the Euphrates Dam, which is some 40 kilometers west of the city of Raqqa, the former capital of the Islamic State armed group. Dam engineers consider the structure as the heart of Syria, pumping energy to all sides of the conflict. Ahmed Hajabud is head of the hydrology department and a dam engineer for the past 19 years.
With the amount of water that is coming from Turkey, we're able to support northern Syria with 12 hours of electricity per day. We're also supporting the rest of Syria. This includes government areas and Aleppo by pumping water there.
The dam employees are government civil servants and are loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. But they also live in the city of Tapka and work at the dam, areas controlled by Syrian Democratic Forces that form part of the US-led international coalition. But then again, over the past 4 years, the dam was in the hands of various factions, from the Free Syrian Army and al-Nusra Front to the Islamic State armed group. When the latter took over the plant, they streamlined administrative staff from 400 to 2 people.
The person who became the dam manager was one of the technicians, so they upgraded his position to manager, and IS passed all their decisions through him.
The second technician was made responsible for accounts, financial transactions, and payroll. But now with US-led coalition forces controlling the area, dam engineers and administration personnel are working hard to put the hydroelectric power station back on its feet. Some 80 kilometers north of the dam lies the French cement producer Lafarge. The factory is one of the largest and most modern in the Middle East, opened less than a year before the war, prior to shutting down operations in 2014. At 600 million euros, the cement plant was Syria's largest ever foreign investment outside the oil sector. Fruit and vegetable merchant Khalil Alouj has a shop which stands across the road from the colossal plant. He remembers when business was good before the war.
When the factory was open, there were between 300 and 400 trucks coming in daily. You can imagine the benefit I had from this business.
The plant employed up to 700 people. But to keep it running during the conflict between 2011 and 2014, the company, through middlemen, paid over 13 million euros to various fighting factions. That's according to a human rights lawyer from Sherpa, a French law association. The payments were made to the al-Nusra Front, various Free Syrian Army groups, Kurdish militias, and the Islamic State armed group. With Black Hawk helicopters flying in the distance, and with the US-led coalition forces now in the region, Khalil has become optimistic. He believes the plant will reopen next year, with jobs and business returning.
Everything depends on the security situation on the road, if it's going to be open or closed. For example, if you want to sell to Damascus, you need open roads.
But there's little to suggest the factory will start production in the foreseeable future. Lafarge has recently been charged with complicity in crimes against humanity in Syria, and the plant is now a base for US, British and French special forces. Back at the Euphrates Dam, Ahmed says victory over the Islamic State armed group has been bittersweet.
We've lost many people on our side and many people were lost on the other side, and at the end, we cannot say that somebody is a winner. Everybody is a loser.
Philip Warwick for RFI, Northern Syria.